Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. It's a special early edition today, and that is just fine with me. It gives me a chance to take a break from my painting, my day job, and I'm working. I'm surrounded by paintings. It's driving me crazy. I'm working on four right now at the same time. I don't know who thought that would be a good idea. Well, I guess that would be me. But we got to get them done. So, you know, that time of the year, Valentine's Day is upon us and all that. So I don't know if these are going to be done by Valentine. Well, anyway, I shouldn't be saying that on the air. People are going to be emailing me. Today, let's focus on the show. How about that? We've got a heck of a cool guest for you, Anika Janelle Pettiford. She's an entrepreneur, businesswoman, right in the middle of a big speaking tour. Anika, how are you today?
I am great, thank you. How are you, Jamie?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying to hold it together, Anika. I'm trying. No, it's a good day. It's I don't know where you're at currently. I'm in South Florida. It's beautiful out.
It's raining where I am in Virginia.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Like,
well,
monsoon.
You know. what is the old saying? If you want rainbows, you got to have some rain. You know,
hey,
so.
Wow, we should have tons of rainbows then.
That's right. Hmm. You're going to have a heck of a big rainbow, I bet, with that much rain.
Yes.
Crazy. That's beautiful country, though. That's now, you guys are still kind of in the throes of winter, or is it turned over? Is things blooming and whatnot? Spring's on the way.
It's like it's spring's on the way. It's in the 50s and raining constantly.
Nice.
Yeah. So hopefully we don't get that last ditch, you know, big snowstorm before spring decides to settle in. But it's pretty cool. It's not bad at all.
That's
close
nice.
To Florida.
That's
weather. Close to it.
Nice. Yeah, it's not. You know, I grew up in Detroit, and Detroit was like that. I tell you, some of the most miserable months were November and in March in Motor City there. Well, it was rainy, cold rain too, you know, and it was just like everybody was tired of winter.
I see why you moved to Florida. I mean, Detroit, that's like, wow, that's like a deep winter state.
Oh, I'm telling
wow.
you, well, there were a few states in between. I'm a little down on the age trough from you, Anika, I'm sure, and you know, I got a few where it's warm. I just can't handle the cold anymore. It's nice to watch on TV in the Olympics or something, but
it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all.
I lived
in New Hampshire for 7 years, and that's pretty way up
north.
And ice storms and stuff is not pretty. It's not in Narnia. It's pretty, but in real life, it's not.
Right.
You know, so.
Scraping. And all of that. Oh, man. Well, so tell me about how did you get into, because you're a very successful entrepreneur and doing all kinds of stuff. I'm looking at my show notes here. You've got a big publishing house, digital retail empire, and all kinds of stuff going on. How did all this come about?
I have no idea. It came about literally by accident. You know, my major in college was accounting and IT. And I did that. I did accounting because my counselor said you got to get a stable job and accounting is the way to go, but had no love for it. So IT was just a thing happening in the 90s, you know, with the .com. And so got a job in tech and did a lot of traveling, a lot of consulting, and just got really burned out. Like, I was like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And I was done for like 2 days and got bored. Like, I got to start a business.
I'm back.
And just discovered I had a lot of a creative side to me I didn't know I have. You know, I'm not a painter like you. But I put a lot of it, graphic design and and building websites and doing photography and videography and just sort of developing things. And a lot of people will come to me for help with their business. And it was just a natural thing where it became if you're around me for more than 10 minutes, you're going to start a business. And it's just and literally that's just the way it is. And from there, I was like, man, I could charge people for this, you know? So
absolutely.
And that's how it got started.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. I tell you, it I am amazed. I remember I was finishing up school in the mid-90s in college, and, you know, none of my friends, you know, we were all pretty poor as church mice. We didn't have computers or anything like that. And I've seen this progression of technology where it's just, you know, everybody has a computer now, or a phone at least. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. In the span of about 15 years or so, maybe 20, how it's just really revolutionized the world, you know, and allowing people to start businesses, which is fantastic, you know. I know in the art world, it changed everything. It changed. I mean, I still deal with a couple galleries and this and that, and that's fine. But for the most part, the majority of my sales and whatnot are me, the maker, to the consumer directly with no middleman.
Wow. Awesome.
And
awesome.
That's, you know, in a couple thousand years of Western civilization, it just hasn't been done that way. And absolutely. It wiped out in the art world, and I only speak of this because it's what I know. There was several. Well, with any rise of technology, there's going to be, not a need for certain jobs. You know, when cars came around, buggy whip manufacturers, I imagine that wasn't the place to be. You know, you had to find something else to do. lithographers and things of that nature, those have kind of went away or become very, very specialty type things. But one of the cool things I like about, I was looking at your websites and whatnot, and one of the things, we should mention it, I think this is very interesting, is you definitely have a spiritual side that you incorporate into all this. And I think that plays very nicely together, you know? Seems to work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because I did not know how that was going to work or what that was going to look like. But it's just part of who I am. And I'm like, okay, how does this fit? I don't know. You know, went to seminary because I wanted to. And while doing all these businesses, and it's an expression of who I am. And it just kind of fell together. I think the design is the bridge that bring it all together, because I love design. I love expressing myself visually, and so that kind of helped bring it together. Yeah.
Well, you do it well. You do it well. Like I said, I've been looking at your website, and this is a fantastic website. And folks, we have a link, AnikaJanellePettiford.com. And even if you're listening to this as a podcast in the future, wherever you're listening to this via iTunes or one of the streaming platforms and whatnot, that link remains. So just it'll be there. Just click on that link and you can get right over to Anika's website here. And I'm sure this probably isn't the only one. You probably have several,
yeah,
I would imagine.
Several. Ilani Publishing, because I publish books. For a lot of different authors, and we do different types of packages with design. You want to build your platform, get your branding together. We have IlaniStudios.com, which is a creative agency, and we help businesses build their look and feel and their messaging. We're working on Ilani Music, Ilani. That's just so much.
Wow.
It's a lot.
Yeah. She has very big business cards, ladies and gentlemen. No, I'm teasing her. she's going to need them.
Yeah.
Because That's a lot happening. No, but what that illustrates to me, something I've learned along the way, is it seems that this is the way the game is played, at least now. You know, you mentioned before, get a stable job and you'll, you know, with good benefits and you'll keep your head down, you'll be okay. That doesn't play as well, I have found, in the new, I don't know what people call it, the paradigm or whatever it is, but I think the key is multiple streams of income.
That's the word. Yeah, and it's funny how it can be done so much more easier now. Where, you know, back in the day, you got to do maybe some direct sales, some Mary Kay, go door to door, whatever.
Right.
Now, you know, your website does all the work, and you can literally, as they say, make money while you sleep. And not
absolutely.
Be, you know, illegal stuff, just all legitimate stuff,
right.
You know. So that's really great.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking about this at a dinner party the other day. Where I grew up in Detroit, there was, you know, and I'll just be honest about it. There were some people I knew that might have done some kind of shady type stuff. And the thing I learned about those types of people is – they worked a lot harder than the smart people I knew, you know, and the risk just wasn't worth it. There were people making a lot more money and not having the stress of doing that.
Yes.
Doing exactly what you were saying.
Yes. We live in a great time now.
right. It's just insane. So tell us about the speaking tour. How what's going on with this? You're in the middle of it, you mentioned.
Yeah, so I formed this organization called Women Entrepreneur Network with a good friend of mine, Stephanie Whitted. And what we do is we go around the country really meeting women that have this dream in their heart to have their own business or to write a book or to start a ministry or a nonprofit, whatever it is, and they really don't know the steps to take to make that happen. And they're understanding
right.
the full suite of tools that they have, even with the internet. And so we go in, and she focuses more on the personal, spiritual aspect of it. Like, you know, what are the things that are holding you back? What are your life situations that make you think you're not worthy, not good enough? And then I go in and create a blueprint based on their dreams, desires, goals, and vision, and kind of harness it to what is your ultimate purpose. Like, why do
right.
I want to do all these things? Like, you know, even looking at myself, I'm doing all these different things. Like, what does all this mean? What is the cohesive plan behind all of it? Otherwise, you're just going to lose motivation, you know, every day. Like, so why am I doing this? And why am I doing that? So when you get your why, even though to other people it may look like just all over the place, to you it's a cohesive whole that's serving your purpose. And so we go around and we have these workshops where we literally meet one-on-one in the sessions and figure that out and help them align to their purpose. And the motivation just pops up in their head, like, wow, I see what I'm doing now and I see why I'm doing it. And it just gives them what they need to launch into their destiny. And that's what
that's
we do.
Fantastic.
We go into Atlanta next, then Dallas, then New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's you know, and it's you're so true. You're so right. I've owned a couple businesses, and so I'm just speaking from my experience. And it, I tell you, folks, it kind of lines up exactly with what she's saying here. Is you know, when you're doing, people want to start a project or a business, you have to love it. You have to love it, even when you hate
yeah.
it. You know?
Exactly. Especially when you hate it.
That's right. Otherwise it ain't going to work. It just isn't. And you know, it's, that's cool. And now folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Xfinity Mobile is a new kind of network designed to save you money while streaming your favorite music. Like that 90s jams playlist you've played 72 times today. It combines America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE with the most Wi-Fi hotspots. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity Internet. So all you pay for is data. And now get a $200 prepaid card when you buy an iPhone. Visit an Xfinity store or click to see how. Restrictions apply. Require subscription to Xfinity Postpay Internet and activation of a new line of Xfinity Mobile. Up to 5 devices per account.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number 1, number 2 employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Metalbabe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. MichelleAlbion. MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. And, you know, that's such a strong market, too, that I don't know if people really realize that. You know, there's people that want to do something and get a piece of that American dream. And, you know, it's nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
And
you know, what we found is people that are entrepreneurial, like type A personalities, it's never just one thing. And that creates confusion, and it makes you doubt yourself. Okay, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do that. And you're like, what are you doing? And so it's like untangling all of that and you know, making it work for you and not against you. You'll be surprised how many of these, especially women, because we multitask a lot, you know, and we can multitask ourselves into oblivion, you know. So it's like, okay, pull back. It's like, we can make this work, you know, and some things you thought was your purpose was actually just a strategy to get you to your purpose, you know. And so now it becomes less of a stress to you. You know, you begin to even turn down high-paying clients because it doesn't feed your purpose. When you get to that point where you're turning down high-paying clients, Because it's going to feed your purpose. You know you have arrived. Even though you don't have money in the bank and you still turn it down, you know.
And I was going to say, that is hard to do. The first couple times that comes across, that happens, oh, man, it's hard. It's hard to do. But
it
what
is.
A relief when
That's
you know
the
you've
word.
Done the right thing.
Yes, I have found that it costs less to just have that release. it's worth my time to have that release than to have the burden of a project that, you know, it's just, oh, yeah. That's what I found.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, having a good night's sleep, being able, and when I say that, I don't mean, you know, X amount of hours. I'm saying when your head hits the pillow, you're not tossing and turning, worrying about this or fretting about that.
Yes.
Or, you know, everything's in its place, looking along, and, you know things are going to work. And if they don't, they're going to lead to something that does. It's a nice place to be.
It really is. And sometimes, you know, you think you're not going to survive it, you're not going to make it. But, you know, I've heard Oprah say this, that, you know, don't follow the money, follow your passion, and the money will follow. And that sounds good when you're a multi-billionaire, but at some point she wasn't.
Right.
At some point
when
she wasn't.
When you're eating ramen noodles.
Follow my passion, my foot, you know.
Oh, man. I remember those days. And it's hard. And especially, you know, if you don't have something to, I think, spiritually or psychologically to fall back on a little bit, I think that helps a lot. Because,
it does.
You know, you just, man, I remember those days, you know, and they weren't that long ago. Believe me, I've been up and down a few times, you know. But, you know, it gets easier each time because I know that I have the learning curve. And you know you can pull yourself out of stuff. You know, I mean, that's that first time though. Oh, baby, it is. Especially after you've had a little taste of something, success and what have you. It's hard. It's hard if you don't have something to fall back spiritually and psychologically on. Interesting. Well, it sounds like you're doing a lot of good. You know, you're traveling around and hitting all these various cities and whatnot. That's amazing. That's amazing. Do you like being on the road? Oh, and folks, yes, I've annoyed Anika just terribly. And she just hung it. No, I'm kidding, of course. But we did talk about this before the show. Sometimes. Our host server, the program here acts a little wonky, so I'm going to try to get her back, and we'll see what we can do here. It looks like, well, there we go. Well, anyways, I want to tell people it's about that time anyway. This show is getting ready to wind down, but here she is. All right, how about that? We got her back, ladies and gentlemen. No, we had her back for a minute. And it disappeared again. Wow. Well, it's exciting because you folks listening to the live show are hearing all of this zaniness that goes on behind the scenes here with live podcasting. And, isn't it just a thrill? How embarrassing. So we're trying to get her back. And so what we're going to do is we're going to play a track. And, well, no, we're not because we're going, I think we've got her back now.
Yes, I'm back.
And we do. She's back. Anika, how are you? Sorry about that.
Yeah.
You know, I'll cut all this out in post-production, but it was interesting because before we went on the air, ladies and gentlemen, I was telling Anika, I'm like, so if I suddenly disappear, I'm calling back in. I didn't even warn poor Anika that you might suddenly disappear.
I might disappear, yeah.
But
it came
well,
back
glad
to
you're
me.
Back.
Yes.
That's, I'm telling you. See, it all works out. And some people would be getting all worked up about all this and, oh, me and Anika, we're like, we roll with it. We've been through it all.
We roll.
That's right. Because we know it works out. No, you're the tour that you're currently in the middle of. I should tell people the title is The Launchpad to $1 Million Revenues. That's a heck of a title. I like that.
Yeah, it's an attention grabber. It gets your attention, right?
I'm telling you, I need a couple $1 million revenues. I want to sign up. mixed interest from men and women, or is it primarily focused on?
You know, it's mixed interest. Even though we decided to be very focused on women, but men also attend as well. And the reason for the title is to create a benchmark and say, okay, that's what we're aiming for. So, you know, we're organizing our thoughts, plans, and ideas so that we want to break through that barrier and hit that goal. And one of the books I read, Think and Grow Rich, I've no one's ever told me to read that book, or I don't know what was in it. I had no idea. Just one day I was in my room and I heard in my head, I believe it was the Lord, he said, read the book, Think and Grow Rich. I was like, what?
Wow.
Read the book, Think and Grow Rich. I was like, okay, it's very specific. And well, I went to my husband, I was like, have you ever heard of the book called Think and Grow Rich? And he's like, yeah. And he went and he got me the YouTube. It's a free version on YouTube. I don't know if it's legit or not, but it has the audio. And so I'm listening to it. And it was after we had created this tour. And it was talking about, you know, the power of your mind and believing and having faith and setting definite plans and goals. And I was like, wow, you know, because I've never read it, but apparently it's a bestseller. It's like huge.
Oh yeah.
But it's such a simple thing. And I realized that was missing from a lot of people was you have a desire, you have a goal, and you have this unction to do it. And people in the faith community know all about having faith and trusting, but a lot of what we don't do is make the definite plans and walk in the direction, you know. So it was like, okay, we are going to actually in this workshop do definite plans, and, you know, we have each person set, you know, what is it they're going to do, what is truly what they're called to do, and then by this date that they're going to achieve this goal by doing this. So it's very specific. It's not just pie in the sky, just talk and motivation and inspiration, but it's really a workshop. So you will leave with a blueprint for your business before you leave. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. And, spiritually or however it happened, I'm so glad you discovered that. And any listeners out there, check it out. Go find it on YouTube, or you can pick it up at your library and read it. That book, I think, came out in like 1926 or so. It was in the 20s, I believe.
It was.
I mean,
it's
been around forever. And you're absolutely right. It's the atomic structure. And it's funny because you read it or listen to it or whatever. And you get the message, and when it clicks, when the light bulb goes off, you're like, oh, decide, visualize, and act. I guess that's what I need. Really? Why didn't I think of that 25 years ago?
Exactly.
It saved a lot of time.
Exactly. And it just keeps refreshing. Even just talking about it now, like, man, I need to get back in my zone. You know, you keep refreshing. And, you know, really
I
aligned.
Would say you're definitely in your zone. You've got going, man. You got a lot of stuff happening, and I think that's great.
I have a lot of zones.
Well, you know, that's very inspiring because you have to have, you know, Michael Jordan just didn't walk out on the court and start. Well, maybe he did. I don't know, but I don't think so. I think there was a lot of practice and a lot of, you know, you have to keep that hustle going. You got to flex those muscles. A lot of people. It's very easy to, if you're working a job or something, and even if you're driving, you know, around in your neighborhood or something, and you see the big house there, it's very easy to go, oh, I want that. Or I want his job. And that's great. And it's great to have that. But what you need to, and it sounds like you set up the tools to be able to do that. From saying,
yeah,
oh, I see that, I want it. Well, here's how you can do that. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
all the work
yeah.
is involved. And,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Xfinity Mobile is a new kind of network designed to save you money while streaming your favorite music, like that 90s jams playlist you've played 72 times today. It combines America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE with the most Wi-Fi hotspots. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet, so all you pay for is data. And now get a $200 prepaid card when you buy an iPhone. Visit an Xfinity store or click to see how. Restrictions apply. Require subscription to Xfinity postpay internet and activation of a new line of Xfinity Mobile. Up to 5 devices per account.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. MichelleAlbion. .com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Yeah, and it's, you know, when I worked for IBM and I consulted a lot of Fortune 500 companies, and it's no different with them that's making billions of dollars. You know, it's definite plans,
right,
definite processes in place, and you'll be amazed at how very definite it is. And, you know, you have to plan to succeed. And that's something I learned, you know, with not planning to succeed. Because even success
right.
can blow up in your face and not be good because you didn't plan for it. And
Exactly. Look at all the – I tell you, all you got to do is go pick up an Us Weekly or a People magazine and
yeah.
see all kinds of stories of people – they didn't plan for success, and they can't
yeah.
deal with it. That's why you have all that stuff that happens with
yeah.
in the entertainment world. Because these
yeah.
people don't know, you know. people, yeah. I was talking to somebody the other day about Elvis Presley, and they're like, well, he just got really, I'm like, well, yeah, because he was a truck driver from Mississippi, mountains of money. So, I mean, believe me, a lot of people in that situation would be sleeping in oxygen yeah. tanks or whatever, you know, I mean, it happened, you know, you can't yeah. be surprised at that, you know.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
You know,
indeed.
It sounds like this is a heck of a good tour. Now, when people to sign up for this, do they buy tickets at your website, or how
yeah,
do they go about
go to,
finding
they
out?
Yeah, go to my website, AnitaJanellePatterford.com, and we're gonna have the latest links on there for whichever city that's coming up next, and
mm-hmm.
The cost for it there is gonna be to register. On the
site. Fantastic. And you know,
yeah.
folks, if you there's a great quote I love, and I can't remember, it's on the tip of my tongue, who said it exactly. I'm gonna say John Wayne, but I'm probably wrong on that, and somebody's gonna send me an email and I'm gonna feel real foolish. But there's a great quote I love. It says, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. You know?
Wow.
Wow,
that's deep.
That's way more expensive.
It really
absolutely.
Is. It really is. Wow, I love it. I'm going to steal that quote. And it is John Wayne. It's John Wayne.
I think it was. I'll have to look it up or something. But, yeah, I remember reading that somewhere, and I was like, oh, that's very true. Before I wanted to ask you before we finish up. In my show notes here, it says you started your own business with $500,
mm-hmm.
and that company went ginormous, over
yeah.
$1 million in sales. How?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
got to be a heck of a story. How?
Yeah,
what was that about?
excuse me. That was the story of when I say I did not plan to that. That was the one where I learned that. Yeah, that was a testament to online marketing. And the great equalizer, the internet. Yeah, you know, it started from an illness. I got sick and researched products. Couldn't find any that met the criteria that I felt was good enough to put on my body, and created my own in my kitchen. So when I would tell friends about it, they were like, well, I want some too. And then one thing led to another. You know, I always starting businesses, right? So
right.
That's how that got started, and we use the power of social marketing to get the
nice.
Word out. And so with that, you keep reinvesting and reinvesting and reinvesting, and it just blew up. I'm in talks now to get it restarted, looking to do seed financing in the millions of dollars to get it
mm-hmm.
done where – our problem was we could not keep up with sales.
What a problem
and,
to have.
Yeah,
you know?
Who knew? Who knew that was going to be a problem? And it really
but
was.
But it could be a big problem.
It was
yeah.
a huge problem. It buried us. We literally got buried in orders. We got buried in orders. And so people were like, we're not getting our orders on time. Where's my order? You know,
right.
and so now we are reorganizing to launch on a much bigger scale out front. So keep that in
mind for
us. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's yeah, you bring up a good point about business. I was just talking to my longtime listeners know my better half, Danny. Her and her sister have this hobby. Where they do this thing called cosplaying. They make costumes and go to these conventions. And they turned it into a business, sell stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that's great. And so we were talking the other night, and they've had this business a couple of years. But it was interesting because I had said something, and she goes, oh, no, Jamie, we've never taken any of the profit. We invest everything.
Yeah.
For going on years now, right back in the business. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I was so proud of her because I was like, well, that's fantastic. That's amazing.
That's
you know,
very,
that's,
very
and
much
I know how hard
do.
That is to do. Yeah, you know. And yeah,
yeah,
it goes to show how involved I am in her business. No, but we keep our things kind of separate, our businesses. And we're both A-type personalities, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Too many
prototypes.
Too many Indian chiefs, you know, in one thing. And go to disaster quick. But, yeah, I was just very impressed with that. And it's something that you had mentioned that you had done there. And that's what you got to do, you know.
It is. It's the only way you're going to grow without having to get a loan or an investor.
Oh,
and that was my thing. I didn't want either of those things. And so that was the way to do it. But there's a breaking point, you know. There's a breaking point if you're growing too fast. So there's just some things I learned there that how you maneuver those times is a lot different
right.
in the 80s and 90s than it is now because there's no limit to growth here, you know.
Right.
It's exponential. You can go viral and, you know, you're buried.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, ladies and gentlemen, I think Anika has had an investor too. And that's a fun route. It sounds great. People just, because people that haven't been there, they think, oh, you get an investor, they just write you a check. It's never just a check.
It's never just a check. No, it's not. Comes with all sorts of.
Yeah, I just need a little bit of return on my money. Here's some money. Go to work. Do your thing. Oh, they're always involved. And rightly so. That's the game. You know, that's the game.
That's the game.
But it's
finding the right partners that have the same vision as you. You know, that's important.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's people you can work with. And, you know, I always tell people, not that I am a speaker or anything like that. I just have a little bit of experience. I say, you know, when you're partnered with somebody, ask yourself the question, would I be married to this person? Because, you know, everything's laid out, you know, in a good partnership, there's very few secrets and everybody knows what's happening. It's and everybody plays their strength. You know, that's the good key too. Well, that's fantastic. It sounds like you have so much information, and what a great opportunity for people. Opportunity. The Launchpad to $1 Million Revenues is the name of the tour. The website, like I said, we have a link up, is AnikaJanellePettiford.com. And folks, if you grab a pencil or something, I will, open the notepad on your laptop. I'll give it to you right here in case you're not by some, I don't know, who knows. But if you need the website, I'll give it to you right now. I'll spell it out for you. AnikaJanellePettiford.com. AnikaJanellePettiford.com is the place to go. And you can find out when the big tour is rolling into your town. And that's fantastic. Again, the Launchpad to $1 Million Revenues. All right. Hey, and before we end things today, I want to give a big shout out, of course, to Natty Celebrity Services Incorporated. We have a link on our show page to that as well, www.nattycelebs.com. And that's how we Natty books a lot of our does a lot of PR for people, both celebrities and business folk like Anika, and that's how. You know, I met her, so it was through him. So if you're involved in something, you need some help, in the creative world or the business world, and you need some help on your PR side of things, well, I suggest you get hold of Dominic and the team over there at Natty Celebrity Services Incorporated. Good people to know. Very, very good people to know. Good. Awesome. Well, as those who haven't figured it out yet, I can't believe it. We lost our call to Anika, but that's okay. We were getting ready to end things anyway, so we'll just go ahead and close up. I'm sure she says goodbye and looks forward to seeing you all out at the Launchpad to $1 Million Revenues tour coming to your city or town soon. Check her website to see when that will. And AnikaJanellePettiford.com. You can find that out and get tickets and all of that and figure out how much the Uber is going to cost to get you there. No, I'm kidding. Well, you know, hey, Saves on parking. If it's cheaper than parking, take the Uber. That's my advice. You never know. Maybe parking's free at your particular venue. I don't know. I'm not there. Anika, you're back.
I'm back.
So sorry about this, Anika. It's just a weird connection. But yeah, well, it's about that time anyway, and I was just telling people about the tour once again and how to go to your website and find out if, when it's rolling into their town or city. Yeah,
thank
very,
you.
Very
thank you for
cool.
having me on. Thank you so much.
Oh,
I appreciate
absolutely.
Speaking with you.
Absolutely, and thanks for being on. I know you're a busy lady and taking time out of your schedule and whatnot to class to join up around here. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to stay right in touch, and I can't wait to see more and see some of your – hey, before we end, I want to – because we forgot to touch on it. You mentioned it, but we didn't really talk at all about it. You also publish books and whatnot. How does that process work? Getting a hold of you.
So it's a making the book process, and we distill it into a three-step process: write, design, market. You want to write a book, you want to design the assets around it, and you want to market, build a platform. So whichever point in the game you're at, you could connect with us at ilanipublishing.com, and we can take you through that process. We also have PR packages. If you've published with somebody else, but your book is just sitting there just catching dust, and you want to build a platform, we can help you do that too. So,
nice.
Yeah. So
that happens.
Out.
The reason I chuckle, folks, is I know a couple of people, and you walk, and this is a very true story. You walk into their house, and you know they decided to be an author, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk into their house, and there's literally 1,500 books in stacks in their living room.
Yes.
And they've been there for 2 years.
Yes. Great Christmas gift.
Got a
mark. You know?
They need to get a hold of you. I'm going to pass your information along.
Yes. And that's a whole market right there. It's like the aftermarket of book publishing, you know. So,
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Anika, for being on. I hope the weather clears up there in your neck of the woods, and best to your husband
you.
And everything. And
God
just keep
bless
doing what
you.
You're doing. And
thank you.
You as well. Yeah, you're real good at it.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
I'll talk
blessings
to you.
Blessings to your audience. Bye bye.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, folks. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us, of course, today. And let's see, today is Monday, how about that? Middle of February. I don't even know how that happened. It's this month is zipping by, folks. Whew, it's crazy. Well, this show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media streams, including up on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Very, very cool. If you are listening to the show on iTunes, do me a favor, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything. And it keeps us up at the top of the page. And that is, it just gives us, makes us, when we put the spring in our step, we walk around with our chests out and head held high. And it's just wonderful. No, I'm kidding. It's not too much of that. But it does make our advertisers very, very happy. And that in turn keeps the lights on around here. So, it all works out. It's the circle of life. What can I tell you? It's fantastic. And we appreciate all the new listeners. I know we were on the homepage of the site once again. Man, we're on there a lot, and that is a good thing. So we always get a little bit of a bump in new listeners. Hello and welcome to the serious zaniness. No, it's not too madcap around here. We try to hold it together. The truth is I have no idea what I'm doing with these podcasts. I just try to do the best I can. And that's very true. But we muddle along best we can. Very, very good. We will be back tomorrow evening. We've got a not tomorrow evening, tomorrow afternoon. How about that? We've got a returning guest, actress and singer, Julie Topinkin. Very, very cool lady. And she's going to tell us about her latest projects. And I think she's got a new song out too. So we're going to play a little bit of that, I believe. We're going to try to. And, of course, let's see, what else is going on this week? Wednesday is Valentine's Day. So no show then. I've got a date. How about that? And then, of course, Thursday we'll be back with Ellie Maloney, sci-fi author Ellie Maloney. She's a former human rights lawyer, and she'll be on the show all the way from Albania and talk about her fantastic book, 329 Years Awake. I finished this book. It was, man, really, really good. So busy, busy week for us here. Cool, cool, cool. We will see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. And, you guys are all awesome. Very, very cool. See you later. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.